is Lorraine Gilbert, President WealthWise Financial, with another WealthWise moment. Today's topic is business succession planning. If you're a small business owner, you've invested a great deal of time and effort into building your company. With day-to-day demands, it may be difficult to imagine your eventual transition into retirement. Yet, if you want to build personal financial security and ensure your business continuation, it's important to plan ahead. Business succession planning can help create retirement income for a retiring business owner and facilitate the transfer of operations and ownership to family or other successors. A succession plan can also provide a strategy to handle unforeseen events, such as death or disability. It's never too early to begin planning for your succession. An early start can allow you ample time to develop an appropriate exit strategy, choose the right person to be your successor, and train your successor to manage the daily operations of your company. Consider the following points to create a foundation for a successful plan. Number one, business valuation. A key aspect to planning for continuation is calculating the worth of your business. There are a variety of techniques for a business valuation, and the most appropriate will depend upon your business circumstances. A qualified professional can help you choose the strategies for valuation. This exercise should be done at least every 5 years to keep up with the latest valuation methods, as well as track industry benchmarks. Number two, plan your exit strategy. It's important for a retiring business owner to plan his or her departure from the day-to-day operations of the business. Reviewing this plan every year can help ensure the transition will go smoothly, as well as facilitate the transfer of ownership. Number three, choose a successor. If you plan to keep ownership and control of your business within your family, start by assessing your family members' interests and qualifications and how well they match the needs of the business. Discuss with family members who will participate in the company and in what capacity. Then determine how working members will be compensated and what will be given to non-participating members. If you expect unrelated parties to carry on the business, meet with the key people involved for an in-depth discussion about the company and its future. If succession involves the sale of the business, be prepared to address such issues as what the purchase price will be, how it will be paid, and when the succession plan will be activated. Number four, develop a business plan for the future. Through your business plan, you can outline clear-cut, short, medium, and long-term business goals for your successor, along with an action plan for achieving them. Include budgets and financial forecasts that can be modified according to changing conditions in both the industry and the economy. Number five, choose a transfer strategy. Depending on the type of business, its value, and your personal financial situation and goals, determine the best ownership transfer strategy for your business. There are a variety of ways to structure and fund buy-sell agreements. For transfers to family members or charity, gifting may be an appropriate option. Consult your tax and legal professionals for specific guidance. Regardless of your intentions for succession, it can be helpful to compile current information in case of an unforeseen event, such as a death or disability, occurring before you have finalized your succession plan. You owe it to yourself to ensure that your business will continue to flourish after your retirement, as well as in the event of a death or disability. Proper planning through a business succession plan can help provide long-term security for your retirement, your company's future, and your family. This is Lorraine Gilbert. For more information, WealthWiseFinancial.com or 949-748-1177.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC.